Reporting from San Francisco, California, this is the Army Hour with featured stories about what's happening in the Army around the world. Today we're going to have the rare pleasure of meeting one of the nation's outstanding trial lawyers, Melvin Belli, as he comments on military justice.
I remember when I tried my first one over in the European theater, I commented to General Mildren, and I'd met him for the first time, that I thought this justice was the best that I had seen, and I had come over there fully expecting to see a drumhead court-martial.
And we'll bring you the Carpenters on stage. On Stage is where we put it all together. For each week, it's our pleasure to bring you the top professional entertainers. There's a happy musical aggregation called the Carpenters, and they're here to tell you that, considering their million record sellers, they're on top of the world.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen.
I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here.
I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
If you have a civilian-acquired skill and you're looking for a job that offers more responsibility, try today's Army. Under the Army's new Stripes for Skills program, you can enlist in the Army as a private first class. After basic training and 8 weeks of satisfactory performance on the job, you're promoted to E4 or E5. You'll be working in your own trade or skill, making at least $392.70 a month. For more information, contact your local Army representative. He's listed in the Yellow Pages. The Joint Service Multinational NORAD Commanders warm things up with hot toddy. In every profession, there are a few men whose superior accomplishments make their names household words. In the law profession, one of those names is Melvin Belli. From his long experience as a famous trial lawyer and his many contacts with the armed forces, he gives his views on military justice in a two-part interview to Army Hour reporter Sergeant First Class Bill White.
We're here in San Francisco, California, at the law offices of one of the best-known trial lawyers in the United States today, Mr. Melvin Belli. Mr. Belli, you made a statement and have made statements several times to the effect that the Uniform Code of Military Justice is a good one, and you think that the military has a good system of justice. Can you tell or explain for our listeners what you mean by that?
It is the most protective of the individual system of law in the world. This I've said many times, and every day it's getting better. There are a few places where an improvement could be made. But I think that number one, if you want to go down the list, number one, I'd rather try a case, God forbid, I were racked up in any charge before a military jury of officers than a civilian jury, because I think that they're more concerned, they're more interested, they're more protective, that they're better listeners than a lay jury. Now, I know anyone who's been brought before a military jury and convicted isn't very sympathetic about military justice, but that's true in civilian justice, too. I just know the cases I've tried and seen tried, that I like the looks of the jury. Then the substantive law is more protective. There are a lot of safeguards that are given in military law that are not given over on the civilian side. The instructions that character can raise a reasonable doubt is couched in such terms that it's a formidable barrier for the prosecution to hurdle. Discovery was first done in the military. Indeed, there's a footnote to one of the great landmark decisions. I forget whether it's Miranda or Escobedo or what, that says that this type of discovery, which they held to be necessary to be constitutional, was first promulgated in the military, and if the military could do it, if it worked well in the military, then civilian ought to try it. Now, that was one of the justices of the United States Supreme Court speaking. So the military should be very proud that it led the way to the revolution in 1960 in the Warren Court decisions. So you've got good law, you've got good jurors, and your judges are every bit the counterpart of your federal judges. Not only are they learned, and not only do they work harder, I think, than federal judges, but they're damn interested in the humanitarian aspects of their cases. Now, I flew with them when they were wearing sidearms all through Vietnam. I've met with them during trials in Naples and Stuttgart, Treasure Island, back east in San Francisco, all over the world. These military judges are damn good guys. They're learned judges, and they are interested.
Mr. Belli, have you handled many military cases in your career? I'm sure
not
you have.
Not an awful lot, but we've handled them all over. I've handled them in Saigon, in Japan. I've handled them Naples, Italy, Stuttgart, Treasure Island, back east. We've handled them in a variety of jurisdictions. I remember when I tried my first one over in the European theater, I commented to General Mildren, and I'd met him for the first time, that I thought this justice was the best that I had seen, and I had come over there fully expecting to see a drumhead court-martial, as the old expression was. And I told him that I was very much surprised, I said, do you do this in the fire zones and in the active theater? And he said, well, why don't you find out for yourself? I knew what he meant when I got back to the United States because I got an invite to spend a month in Vietnam, and I went from Hue on down to the Mekong Delta and every place. We got up before daybreak in the morning. We flew every type of equipment to all parts of the country, flew back late at night, and I spent all the time in the jails, in the courtrooms, and watching military justice, and I watched it in fire zones, where I remember one time that the airborne division was moving out, and they had left nothing but a tent and a hearing, and I began to be a little concerned because I could hear gunfire. And it took 2 hours to take a plea of guilty of somebody. And boy, when I saw that, how protective and how sure the court was that they wanted this black soldier who had been AWOL, that he wasn't giving up any rights, I was convinced, and so wrote and lectured about it, that military justice is, again, the most protective type of justice of the individual.
In case you just joined us, our special guest this week on the Army Hour is one of the best-known trial lawyers in the country today. He is Mr. Melvin Belli. We're speaking with Mr. Belli at his law offices here in San Francisco. But right now, let's return you to our studios in Washington, D.C., and the Army Hour.
Ducks, old pickup trucks, slow-moving trains, and rain. I love little country streams, sleep without dreams, Sunday school in May, and hay. And my friends, birds of the world, and squirrels. I love coffee in a cup, little fuzzy pups, bourbon in a glass, and grass. And from a child, tomatoes on the vine, and onions. I love winners when they cry, losers when they try, music when it's good, and life. And
back in San Francisco, California, where we're talking with Mr. Melvin Belli, our special guest this week on the Army Hour.
Mr. Belli, how about the system of appeals in the military? Is that equal of civilian?
Well, there again, and I didn't mention that. I'm glad you did. You've got some automatic built-in appeals. You've got an initial review, and then after that, you've got a topside review. We don't have automatic appeals like that over on civilian sides. And in some states, the economic problem prevents a full hearing and a full appeal. The appeals are good, and the appellate court to which the appeals are sent is good. And you get a full, not a restricted, a full plenary hearing there. And again, you got good, learned, practical judges who, if they haven't come up from the ranks, they know military law. We've begun to build up a good corpus juris militari, that now we can go back into the former decisions, and we've got good cases upon which to build. It's a good system.
Mr. Bell, I changed the subject just a little bit. How long have you been practicing?
40 years. I started in 1933, and I've got 50 more years to go before I retire.
And here in San Francisco, this is one of the most unusual law offices I've ever seen. Would you describe some of your, I'm sure there are mementos you have in your office?
There's nothing unusual about this at all. We make as much money as anybody else. And we've got a cash register right behind the bar.
Yeah.
That bar there came around the horn. My dad used to go over to that bar. It's a wet bar now. When it was at Ellsby's Saloon up at Sonora, and Dad was in the bank right across the street. And I remember in Sonora, the little mountain town, that I used to go down and get my dad, a very small town, so I didn't have to walk very far. I don't mean get him because he was loaded, but I'd go down. It'd be a nice thing to go into the saloon in those days. They weren't like they're supposed to be now, because I'd go in, and no one from the Alcoholic Beverage Board would be spying there with a camera that there was a minor in the bar. They'd let me in, and I remember I'd always get a sarsaparilla or a root beer, and then I'd walk home with my dad.
Mr. Belli, in 40 years of practicing law, has there been any one special case that it stands out in your mind as being your most memorable, so to speak?
No, because we made a lot of law in warranty. We made a tremendous lot of warranty law there. We made a lot of malpractice law. We've tried a number of airplane cases. A very interesting one was the one down in the Grand Canyon. Of course, the Ruby case was the one, I guess, got most publicity, and probably as much publicity as any case that's been tried in this generation.
Well, Mr. Bell, I thank you very much for letting us take some of your time today to tell us about your opinions on military justice, and also a little bit about your past history, and letting us see some of the fine mementos you have here from your past years in practice.
Good to talk to you. I've got a lot of friends in the military, and it's really an interesting thing. I do a lot of traveling. I'm going down to South America with my wife and my son. We're going to ski down in Portillo, and we got our best skiing in August, because that's midwinter down there. And I know when I went into Africa, we'd go to the embassy or to the consul, and I'd always bump into a military attaché, Navy or Army or Air Force, in every one of these places in the midst of Africa or over in Germany or wherever I'd go, who would know someone else that I knew, and pretty soon it was just seeing a fraternity brother from college. And I've been very well treated by the military, but this isn't the reason why I say that military justice is good, because I think you know I've spoken out about a lot of things, and if military justice was bad, you'd be the first ones to hear about it from me. It's not. It's the best type of justice in the world.
Well, thank you once again, Mr. Belli, for being with us today.
Good to talk to you.
For the past few moments, we've been speaking with one of the best-known trial lawyers in the country today, Mr. Melvin Belli. Now, from the Belli office building here in San Francisco, California, this is Army Sergeant Bill White returning you to our studios in the nation's capital and the Army Out.
The United States Army Dance Band brings our program to a close with Heaven on Their Minds. The Army Hour, pre-recorded for broadcast at this time, is produced by the Office of the Chief of Information, Department of the Army. Music by the NORAD Commanders, conducted by Major Melvin Hewitt, Tom T. Hall, and the United States Army Band, directed by Master Sergeant Lonnie Wilpon. Our guest performers on stage were the Carpenters. Engineer Sergeant First Class Glenn Leonard, this is Ed Caputo speaking.